A new video that stimulates sight loss has been developed by the Thomas Pocklington Trust, TPT, and it highlights how the world looks through the eyes of people living with vision impairment. Here to tell us all about it is Gareth Bryden, Children, Young People and Families Manager at Thomas Pocklington. So thanks for joining me, Gareth. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Barry. It's an absolute pleasure.
So this is a brilliant idea, and I'm sure a lot of people with sight loss have been frustrated trying to explain their particular conditions over many years. Tell us a wee bit about why this came about, what it entails, please, Gareth.
Yeah, of course. So the last time I was on here, I spoke to your colleague about some work that we're doing, some research that we've done in the area of careers education, and some research that we published, and some recommendations of what we should do on the back of publishing the research. And one of those was to go and engage with important stakeholders within the careers sector. One of those being the Career Development Institute, which is the membership organisation for careers professionals in across the UK. And as part of that conversation, the idea about raising awareness within that network of people was discussed, and the concept of creating some sort of video that we could link to their website was something that we agreed that we would do. Now, obviously, careers is quite a specific context, so in taking the idea back to Thomas Pocklington Trust, it became very clear after discussions with colleagues who had a similar interest in a similar kind of resource that we could make something that was more generically applicable in terms of the sight loss community. And so that's what we set about doing.
So the six most common sight loss conditions, what are they, please?
They are. You know it's going to be a test, Barry. They are glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, retinitis pigmentosa, diabetic retinopathy, and hemianopia.
Talk a little bit about the video as well then, please, Gareth.
Okay, so over the years, having worked in the sector for a number of years, I've been really lucky to have bumped into some fantastic people who've done some extremely creative things around augmented reality, which is what we've used for the video. So the first step was really to contact those people, including great folks like Robin Sphinx at RNIB, and to ask them their thoughts on the idea generally and to see if they had any resources that they could share that would maybe save us a little bit of time, but could be used by our videographer to overlay onto the everyday footage that he had captured for the video. So I'm not sure whether you or your listeners are aware that RNIB have developed an eyewear app, which is a very immersive way of understanding sight loss and the main conditions using augmented reality. But that requires a VR headset, a mobile phone and an app. And while it's very, very immersive, we wanted something that was a little bit more easy and direct to access. So we had some conversations with RNIB and were very lucky that they were able to share with us the simulations that they had developed for the eyewear app and also the ones that they used when you took over the Channel 4 adverts some 3 or 4 years ago to try to educate people and enhance understanding of the main conditions through that medium. So we managed to get hold of those resources, and we also spoke to Joanna Bradley at Glaucoma UK, formerly International Glaucoma Association, because we realised in developing the simulations that glaucoma was probably not, in terms of simulation, the way that we all thought that it was. So we went and spoke to Joanna, and she was able to provide some resources that they had developed, some still images, to educate us and help us to basically adapt the video, the section about glaucoma, to make it more realistic.
Who is it aimed at in particular?
I think the beauty of it is that it's aimed at the whole spectrum of people. We can best illustrate that by talking about the hits and the feedback that we've had on the video. It was a general awareness piece. But what we found is that within the trust, obviously we have our own strategic priorities around education, employment and engagement. So within engagement, as a means of going out there and trying to educate people about, you know, what it's like to live with sight loss, the video made absolute sense. But it would also, we recognised, have impact on employers who might be employing somebody with a vision impairment for the first time. And of course, in terms of education, although it's a general piece, the video itself does contain conditions which are experienced by children and young people, such as retinitis pigmentosa. So that was what drove us strategically. But what we've actually found as we've rolled it out further and wider is that, yeah, we've had some great feedback from e-scooter developers who we've been working with to try and improve the way that e-scooters are audible so that visually impaired people can hear them coming. They've looked at the video and on the back of the work that we've been doing with them, it's really heightened their awareness too. But equally, right the way down to individuals who come back to us and said, I've been trying to explain to my daughter or my son or my husband how my condition is. And this video has really helped. We've had some really quite moving testimony from those people.
How can people find this video?
If they go onto the Thomas Pocklington Trust YouTube channel, so just go onto YouTube, do a search for Thomas Pocklington Trust, and the What We See video is pretty much there and ready to be viewed. We've had 1,550 hits so far, so it's already the most popular video that Thomas Pocklington Trust has ever produced.
It's been brilliant talking to you, Gareth. And just to repeat once again, if anyone wants to head over to the Thomas Pocklington Trust website, what is that address, please?
It is www.pocklington-trust.org.uk. But the most direct way to access the video, as I said, is via our YouTube channel.
Gareth Bryden, Children, Young People and Families Manager at Thomas Pocklington Trust. Thanks for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Barry. Lovely to meet you. Take care.